Welcome back to Mountain Money.
We are here today talking with Jocelyn Scudder. She is the executive director of the Park City Summit County Arts Council, and we're excited to talk to her about the two spaces that were created this fall on Main Street, both Brand PC and Create PC. Thanks for being here, Jocelyn.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Jocelyn, what are these spaces, and how did you end up in the Old Zoom restaurant? Somehow, I don't think the food's probably as good, but there's some probably more interesting things to see.
There is very interesting artwork to see, and the food is terrible. We don't have any food. So we were approached by the landlord of the spaces. There's a Park City ordinance that's fairly new called, I think it's the Vibrancy Ordinance. And really, I think the goal was to make sure that all of these spaces were vibrant, that they're, you know, that there was things happening, and I think both of those spaces had remained dormant for quite some time. And I even heard feedback from some people from Lower Main Street that, you know, it really was a little bit of a detriment to the corner, and, you know, it stopped flow from right at that Heber intersection. And so we were approached in September to come into the spaces and experiment with artful programming, which, I mean, I don't know. As an executive director of an organization, we were given also a very short timeline to say, yes, let's do it. But so it was risky. And as a nonprofit, we were kind of like, all right, well, we do have the, I think one of the benefits of being a nonprofit is you have the ability to be nimble and flexible and kind of just experiment with different types of programs. And our mission is to promote, support, and strengthen arts and culture countywide, but really we want to make sure that we are fostering growth for our creatives. We want to make sure that our creatives can sustainably live here, make a living, continue their passions, whether it's a side hustle or their main source of revenue and main gig. And so we had been running Brand PC for about 4 years as a pop-up shop program. So that was kind of, you know, a program that we were really confident in, and it usually just took place for a week.
And where you I think we talked to you about it last year, didn't we?
Yes.
And where was it last year?
So last year it was at the Rockwell Room, that listening room on the upper level where Soaked Coffee is. Mm-hmm. We worked, Scott Thompson, who manages that space, was such an incredible partner, and it was up for a week. And so you can imagine, too, producing something like this for a week is very different, totally different monster than having a full-time store. And while, I mean, it's a stretch to call it full time because the space is not permanent, but, you know, even for months and beyond, it's totally changed the structure of it. But we do think it's a priority for the Arts Council. We are a resource organization. We're an umbrella arts organization in the county, and we want to make sure we're servicing our creative individuals and also organizations. But in this case, Brand PC and Create PC supports creative individuals directly by providing a platform for both in Brand PC, creative entrepreneurs to sell work, and in Create PC for artists to make work and sell work. So we kind of slingshot in there. It's been a real-time experiment. Again, benefits of being a nonprofit. You know, I mean, we had a revenue model set, and so far it's been hugely successful. You know, one thing that I think is a community benefit, and even from a destination visitor perspective, one thing that I've really loved watching is, you know, if you look at the four corners right there, you have an L.L. Bean, you have a Free People, you have a Patagonia, and those are all amazing stores. I go there all the time. But to have this kind of grassroots art space and kind of a maker space with our creative products, local creative products, I think it helps with Park City branding. It helps maintain our integrity, authenticity, and identity. You know, I mean, I run an arts council, and so I'm a firm believer that our creatives, they help tell the story of who we are, and they maintain that integrity. So it's been really fun to provide that for visitors who are coming, who are kind of getting the flavor of Park City. And, you know, when people come, they want to buy something that's been made in Park City or made in Summit County. It's Summit Countywide. So that's been really wonderful. Sorry, I'm talking a lot.
That is all right. So with regards to the visitors, are you seeing that people have heard about you and they're seeking you out specifically? Or is it something that people are walking by and just as most Main Street businesses are, you advertise with your window?
Mostly it is organic walk-in traffic. What we have seen is we've got great community buy-in. So the people that are seeking us out are community members. Thank you, community, for supporting us, especially during the holidays. That's where we saw this outpour of support, where we had community members who had family visiting, and they all said, wait, I have to bring my daughter, or I have to bring my grandmother into Brand PC and Crepe PC and show them what this is, and we're going to do all our Christmas shopping there. So that was just, I mean, obviously it's kind of pulling at the heartstrings for me, because it makes us feel like we're doing, you know, a good thing and people are excited. But then we have people just kind of wandering, and, you know, I mean, it's a high traffic area. I'm gonna ruin the statistic, but I remember hearing, I think maybe at a chamber event, that something crazy, like 80% of the foot traffic that's on Main Street goes to that intersection, Heber and Main. And so, I mean, think about that placement and think about that opportunity. We're able to subsidize, give opportunity to these artists and makers who may not necessarily have an opportunity to be at this location.
So let's take a step back. I think we've been chatting with a bit of an assumption that people are going to understand what's inside when we walk in here. So let's do a verbal stroll through Brand PC first. If I'm walking down the aisle, what am I seeing in there?
Absolutely. So, and Brand PC is at 692 Main Street, by the way. And this is a pop-up shop, so it has creative products and all made by local, but it's also a platform for storytelling. So you're going to walk in and see Ritual Chocolate. You're going to see soul poles. You're going to see beautiful jewelry. We have multiple jewelers represented in the space. Lots of apparel. We have Red Flower Studios, who make glass-blown items. We have Franklin Woodworking, who makes chairs and benches, but also beautiful, small kind of topography maps. Uncharted Supply Co., they make these amazing survival pack backpacks. And so when we curate that space and when we do outreach to our local creative entrepreneurs who make creative product, we look at both apparel in the same way that we do maybe a technical product like soul poles, because when you think about it, it's an innovative and creative process that these people are entering into. You know, all artists are entrepreneurs, and so that's been a really fun way to curate the space. So Brand PC has something for anyone, quite honestly, but it is all kind of the way I talk about it and differentiate both Brand PC and Crepe PC is it's creative functional product.
No, that's great to know the difference. So when looking at what you're doing, arts and culture is such a huge part of our economic driver here in Park City.
Absolutely.
And so how do you see this really kind of perhaps extending past this time period? I know that you're only in that space for a limited amount of time. So where does this take you? What is that new dream?
Well, that's a great question. And it's a little nebulous, to be quite honest. We actually just learned, so when we entered into this agreement, we knew that the landlord was actively seeking tenants, paying tenants to be in the space. We were just grateful for the opportunity even to be in there for a month, let alone multiple months. We actually did just receive notice that he found a tenant. We're thrilled for him. So Brand PC is actually going to close. We literally just found this out, so you guys are probably the first to hear publicly. Brand PC will close at the end of this month. However, we are going to stay in Crepe PC, so the old Zoom space, 660 Main Street, through April. And then it looks like we're going to work on maybe signing a month-to-month lease with the landowner until he needs it back. So we're just kind of riding it. And this is where, you know, again, from a programming standpoint, as someone working in an arts nonprofit, while that might be a little uncomfortable, we won't be able to forecast as most people would like to, it's still, you know, the feedback that I've gotten from the artists and the community is that this is a really valuable and amazing space for, you know, both people entering, but also the beneficiaries of the space, the artists that are participating. So Brand PC will close at the end of this month, but then Crepe PC is a big question mark, and we are, that's okay, I think. You know, it's a really rare situation, and I think, you know, our board and staff has just honored that and just kind of been grateful for the time that we've had so far.
So knowing nonprofits,
yes,
one, you're always running on a shoestring budget.
Yes.
You're relying on grants, donorships, membership fees, but you went and took on a new staffing role, you don't have a large staff. And so you really did expand kind of your organization in order to be able to make this work.
We did. And it has been a stretch. And I think, yeah, I mean, you've worked in nonprofits. I feel like everyone in this town has worked in nonprofits, and they know that, you know, I think the word scrappy is something that is thrown around quite often. But, you know, I think to your point earlier that the arts and culture is an economic driver, and it's a message that we are constantly trying to reinforce, both on, you know, the local level, county level, and even state level. We were just at Arts Day on the Hill talking to our legislators about the economic impact and the return on investment on arts and culture. And this is a perfect example, a pop-up shop on Main Street where we are, I mean, 80% of all of the sales go right back into those makers' pockets. So this is a real revenue stream for them. There's sales revenue coming out of these stores. But it's also, it's keeping our creatives here and allowing them to take advantage of this, you know, high traffic area. So it's just, yes, as a nonprofit, it's risky, but we were able to put together a revenue model, and we were really smart with the budgeting. And actually, most of the artists and makers work in the stores. And so we did, you know, we had to figure out a staffing model, and it's the participants are actually working it. We pay them an hourly rate. And so far, it's worked out. So
talk a little bit about what your message was to the legislature. How do you argue to this legislature that it is worthwhile to invest in the arts?
Absolutely. Well, what we're actually seeing, we have, there's a lot of national data, but obviously when we were talking to Representative Quinn and Representative Logan Wild, and we even met with Senator Ron Winterton, we were using local data to talk about what, you know, how. Obviously, in Utah, it's important, but I think it's even a more important conversation in Summit County. I'm trying to, this is where I didn't bring all my stats because I didn't know we'd go here, but I do know that 6% of our workforce in Summit County is the creative sector.
Really?
Now, that we actually work closely to develop that data with Jeff Jones at the Summit County Economic Development Department. And also the Arts Council, we have a software called the Creative Vitality Suite, where we collect a lot of this data as well. But the, you know, when you think about that, the how many people work in the creative industry, and that can be graphic designers, that can be architects, that can be nonprofit administrators, artists. So the net is also really wide. Chefs are in that category.
Yeah.
So when you think about arts and culture, you have to really expand your mind. It's not just a painter or a ceramic artist. It's filmmakers, it's architects, designers. I mean, and think about all of those people that live here and contribute to our economy. I know that over $300 million in 2018 was contributed in sales revenue. And then also, this is where I had to memorize some stats when I was talking to our legislators. So I'm glad that was just yesterday. So I'm good, I'm prepped. And there was $50 million generated in cultural nonprofit revenues. And so these are the stats that we're throwing at our legislators because I think they want to see the return on investment. They want to make sure that they're making a fiscally responsible decision. Yesterday, when we were at Arts Day on the Hill talking to them, we were advocating for a grants increase for $3 million. It was a recommendation through Governor Herbert. And they approved $2 million last year. There's a lot of interest and new recognition of the value of arts and culture in communities. There's a big conversation in rural communities as well on how arts can impact in a really positive way rural communities.
And that's one thing I'd love to just hear what you found, but by supporting the creatives, by supporting the artists here in Summit County, how does that trickle down to the youth in the community?
Well, we do. We actually have a couple of youth that are represented in both Create PC and Brand PC. But I mean, if you think about it, we're also I think there's a lot of youth that want to pursue creative endeavors. And so a message whenever we talk to youth about, you know, creative careers, I think, you know, there's a conversation to be had. A lot of people here work second jobs, make it work. A lot of creatives do. It's their side hustle. But that doesn't necessarily have to be so. And so showing our youth that, you know, these viable entities such as these pop-up shops or these jobs that exist in the creative sector. I think it's just positive reinforcement and, reinforcing that we want youth to follow their dreams. And also, when I think about creative jobs, it takes a special type of problem solving. I mean, the creative practice in general, I think that the more creatives that we can foster, if we can get youth to believe in these avenues for jobs, I don't know, I just think it would have this overall kind of qualitative positive impact on our communities.
You know, we've talked about the pop-up, we've talked a little bit about your legislative activities. What else is the Arts Council up to these days? I think in the Green Room, we talked a little bit about interaction with the gallery stroll programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, this is where nonprofit life, you always try to not sprout up new programming all the time, but we, as a Arts Council, we are positioning ourselves continually as this resource organization. Part of the programming that we do, we always like to enter into partnership programming where we are not only helping produce, but supporting another entity. So, for example, Monster Drawing Rally is something we do. We partner with the Kimball Art Center. We have an art show this weekend called the Winter Art Showcase, partnership with the Park City Professional Artists Association. We've had a lot of conversations with the Park City Gallery Association. Just being honest, like, how can we improve our relationship with the Gallery Association? And one thing that we've decided is we have this amazing space right in the corner of Heber and Main. And so we have just, and again, you guys are going to be the first to hear about everything. We haven't, we just got the Eventbrite up. We're going to start marketing quickly because we are going to have a pop-up bar at Crepe PC on February 28th, which is the February Gallery Stroll. And it's called Sip and Stroll. And really, I mean, the point is we're thinking that maybe Crepe PC, while we exist there, can act as this kind of anchor gathering space. It'll be a cash bar. And then I'm about to enter into conversations with the Park City Gallery Association and see, you know, what can we experiment with? Maybe we do, everybody meets at Crepe PC, and then we do art walks and there's three different trails that you can take where you go to different galleries. You go to Gallery Mar first, and then you go to Susan Schwartz, and then you go to Meyer Gallery, and each one has a talk prepared. I mean, I think that there's value in bringing people together. I think there's value in shared experiences. And so kind of revamping Gallery Stroll is something that I don't know. I don't know if this will work, but it's a fun experiment. And we facilitated a meeting with the Park City Gallery Association and the Restaurant Association to see, okay, you know, if Gallery Stroll is really successful, there's a shared benefit. Where can we work together? And I think that there was a partnership in past, and then with new leadership, maybe something had just kind of either fizzled out or the connection had been lost. But trying to foster that conversation again, you know, being the connector in that conversation and coming up with creative ideas is not only really enjoyable, but I think a really important part of our mission to kind of strengthen our creative sector. And I think the more that we can work together, we all lift each other up.
Absolutely. High tide rises all ships.
Yes.
And I think that relationship that you are building with both the Restaurant Association as well as the Gallery Association is just something that's uniquely Park City. We had way back when Moose on the Loose, which was a fundraiser for three organizations. And so it's not unusual for groups to come together and work together for a common cause. And the more diversity you can bring in with food and wine and whatnot, I think it really does provide a more holistic experience for those that are participating.
Absolutely. And so if this is successful, we'll continue to pull, you know, alcohol permits and I don't know, and ride it out. I think this is where we can have a lot of fun with experimenting with different models and see where, you know, either visitors, the whole event will be open to the public. So I'm looking forward to perhaps having a nice intersection of locals and visitors, you know, engaging with Gallery Stroll through Sip and Stroll at Crepe PC, and then, you know, blasting everybody out for Gallery Stroll and spreading the wealth and making sure people are out and about, you know, going into restaurants and going into galleries and really experiencing what Main Street and then, the galleries in the Iron Horse District as well.
And just to confirm, on the 28th, with regards to your liquor permit, does that mean that everyone needs to be over 21?
Yes, good call. 21 and up.
All right.
21 and up, 6 to 9 p.m., Sip and Stroll. You'll see some promotion materials coming soon. And yeah, we're excited.
Fantastic. We're really excited. Jocelyn, tell us again where those two locations are and how people can find out more.
Great. So Brand PC, again, this is going to be your last month, your last chance to visit Brand PC and shop local. If you haven't bought a Valentine's Day present, there's some ritual chocolate, there's some jewelry. That's at 692 Main Street. And then right next door, it's a kind of a sister location, the old Zoom building, 660 Main Street, is Create PC. This is a gallery and maker space, so artists can make work and sell work in the same space. And that is where Sip and Stroll will be for Gallery Stroll on the 28th.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being a part of our show here today.
Thank you for the opportunity.